Hey there, what's up? Thank you for tuning in. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever the case may be in your part of the world. Welcome to Side Hustle School, and welcome as well to Throwback Thursday. This is our weekly segment where we take a look at somebody whose story has evolved considerably since we first featured them. Now, last week we heard from the co-founder of Muertos Coffee from Sacramento, California. Muertos Coffee, coffee strong enough to raise the dead. And Muertos is all about better coffee that supports first responders, especially firefighters across the country. Now today, in our latest feature, we're going to go from Sacramento, California to Alabama, I believe, although this person originally from Alabama ended up going all over the world. His name is Heath Porter. We first featured him in episode 1088, Globetrotting Sommelier Leads Popular Wine Tours. After hosting his wine tours all over Europe, he changed his business model during the pandemic to offer virtual tours and sell private label wine. His tours were called Heathen Wine Tours. Now he has his own brand of Heathen Wine. So we'll hear a bit about his business directly from him, and I'll come back at the end to wrap us up.
Hi, my name is Heath Porter. I am Heathen Wines and Heathen Wine Tours. I am currently located in Charlottesville, Virginia, and my original episode was 1088. So I have two businesses currently. The original business was Heathen Wine Tours, which was something that I, as an old school sommelier, would tour with intimate groups around the world, giving them backdoor access the way that I had toured as a professional for years. I got started with the tour business because I had my own restaurants and I used to do a lot of wine tastings. And so all of my VIPs would always hear me tell stories about my travels and hanging out with chefs and winemakers. And they would say, hey, can we go with you on your tours? I'm like, it's my job, it's business, I can't do that. They kept bugging me to the point where I said, you know what, give me a credit card, we'll go do this. Took 10 people to Santa Barbara and had a crazy blowout time. They said, where are we going next? Next thing you know, we're in Italy. Next year, I had 5 tours arranged and I decided I was done with the restaurants and I could do Heathen Wine Tours full-time as a business. Obviously, when this little thing happened in March, that went to hell and back. And so now my new side hustle is Heathen Wines. So I was stupid enough to create my own wine label in the middle of the pandemic to keep moving the brand and keep beer in the fridge. I kept trying to talk myself out of doing this wine and people kept encouraging it and kept saying, no, it'll be awesome, it'll be great. And so I did 220 cases with one of the best winemakers in the country out of Santa Barbara, California. And we did the final blend and the bottling and everything together. And it's been really, really well accepted. And now I'm working on a white and possibly a rosé and trying to get the tours back on the road as well. But until that happens, I'm just like selling wine all over the East Coast. So I'm just jumping in my car and going by myself. The strong point with that is because of my last 3 decades as a sommelier on the other side of the table, I know who to approach, how to approach, what to look for, and how to go about it. So it makes it sort of seamless and harmless as possible in this day and age of the pandemic. The biggest challenge I'm currently facing is definitely the Delta variant, because I thought we were actually back on the road a little bit. I had some tours actually sold and ready to rock. And I still do have a couple of things going, but everything that I had planned for the domestic in the fall has just, everybody's canceled on me. Everything's just totally shut down. So that's a huge, huge issue right now. And then of course, just basically trying to be safe and be on the road and sell Heathen Wines when a lot of people don't actually want to spend time doing face-to-face tastings, and a lot of restaurants and resorts are not doing a lot of buying and aren't doing a lot of business. So it's a bad time to be selling your own wine sometimes and to be trying to run a wine tour business. So I don't know if about my footsteps, because I've sort of carved out a niche for myself that had I not been an old school sommelier, I don't think you could probably do the tours the way I do, because it's very hands-on, it's very backdoor access. But you know, I think it's one of those things, like anything, it's, you know, everything in life's about hard work and attention to detail and service. And if you're not willing to instill those 3 things into what you're doing, doesn't matter if you're a banker or a plumber or a freaking pharmacist or a sommelier, it's just not gonna work, you know. So you gotta grind and you gotta pay attention, and you definitely have to give service, because everybody wants service for any product. You know, I had a friend who I grew up with. I was in my hometown releasing my wine a couple of weeks ago, and he's like president of the bank in town now. I've lived next door to me my entire life. And he's like, he's asking questions about my job, my business and everything. And I was like, dude, this is boring. Let's talk about something else. He goes, no, man, you're a survivor in the middle of all this stuff. It's like, you're making things up and making them happen as an entrepreneur. He never missed a day of work going to the bank. You know, so he's just sitting there on one side of the world, looking at my scope on the other side of the world. And it's just like, wow, okay, this is a little mind altering. So I think there's a lot of cool stories like that around the world right now. And I think it's a great time to be hearing about the real hustles.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Heath. Congratulations as well on adapting. It's been interesting to see how people have weathered these challenges in different ways over the past 18 months. Listeners, I want to encourage you to check out Heath's website at heathenwine.com. Heathen is H-E-A-T-H-E-N. And hopefully he'll be back to proper tours at some point soon. Now, the Throwback Thursday segment was one of our most popular new features of 2020. We have kept it rolling all this year as well. So let me know who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you've got a question for us or an update, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. And I hope you'll come back tomorrow for a new episode. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.